Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone, so everyone tune in.
Everyone, listen, this is a marriage. Well, your own personal life right here. Your whole life is right there. Open up. Everything's waiting for you. I'm Talk Dude, and you're listening to Clean Organic OK. Well, you would be also because this is his show, too.
It's his show.
Wait, look at that.
Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK.
Jeez, talk about technical difficulties. All right. It's 7:30 on the dot, and we are basically ready to tune in for another installment. Please, get involved. Get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right, okay. Now, any topic to write about tonight's show? Come on, let's have some fun. Come on, what do you want to talk about tonight?
I want to talk about community.
Okay, the community.
Today is the day of community, right? So, yeah. When you're dealing with the aspects of community, communities as reference to this conversation, people are going to interpret what you're saying totally different based on maybe the community that they're in, neighborhood that they live in, you know. And so that's what it's, let's talk about that. So this is the thing. When I go about interviewing different platforms, different individuals, one of the things that I create is an organic platform. So when I interview somebody, one of the things they can be, you know, completely clear about, business, individual, you find out about the platform, who's on the show, and when they own the show. So whoever's on the show, you're going to find out about them as they own the show. There's no this person on the show. And at the end of the day, people must be comfortable, man. You don't realize how many, what people are dealing with, you know, on a personal level. And then be ambushed or pit on a platform where they talk about something that they didn't even intend to talk about, right? So the subject matter that we discuss is organic. So a person would be, you know, no loaded information or, you know, this is how it should be from my point of view, on my platform. You know, it's like, oh, I was curious about me, actually, you know, because everybody, man, that's not how it worked with me. You know,
well, how about tell us, how does it work? How does it work?
How it works is this show, what I'm talking about is supposed to be healing from a life, from a behind the soul, you know, the actual heartbeat that is truly healthy in the, you know, in a space that they're reflecting the, you know, the healthiness in your, you know, experience. Because so many things that people can look at a moment in their life and time where they don't know which way they're going or coming. Because so many things is pulling at them, taking from them, modifying, and, you know, throwing them under a capacity of unhealthy connection. And at the same time, it's living and trying to inspire and be reflecting on what you're talking about. It's so much, and a smile can be something that's tearing from your soul as it's supposed to be reflecting something that you're familiar with. And that's the thing that you got to understand about in the views of cross-contaminated, you know, situations where it looks so much healthy from a reflection of what you pull it from, right? You got people that look completely what you think is positive. They're pulling from all the worst moments, and they're trying to pull you in. So we have to look at these things, you know. So look at your life. You know, this is community. And communities don't, it's not limited because you're from another state, you know, another city, from, you know, another country. You know, it's a lot of people that connect with what you're saying, and that's what you got to look at. What are you truly saying to somebody? What are you truly connecting? What are you truly bringing into someone's life that they can really be a part of, you know? Come on, talk, dude. Tell them a little bit about, as you getting the opportunity to travel and go other places, what are some of the things that you want to connect with others?
Well, look, here's the thing. Sometimes I say some people are the same no matter where you go. And there's some truth to that in a lot of voices. But the farther you go, the more different things get. I think you really should see as much of the world as you can before you do die. You don't want to get too used to being in a rut. Because when you're in that rut, you start to die. You start to waste away. You get too settled in, and you're too, I don't know. Here's the thing. Prove you're alive. Go out there and see it. Engage. Try a new custom. Open yourself up to new experiences. When you travel, when you can crisscross the globe, and you should, find a way. Some people love doing it. I don't have the money and time to travel.
Let me ask you this question. You said crisscross the globe. Can you get into it? Tell us a little bit more about the crisscross? Because that was fascinating. Let me hear more.
Well, for a while, here's the thing. We were all crisscrossing through your way. Now remember, you were financing the whole trip for everyone to go all around and basically a lot of us to pick up garbage with you and see the rest of the world. We were cleaning the globe, cleaning the planet. Because there are places where, in those nice expensive places, it's so you never go to a nice suburb and think, it's so clean out here. And then you basically get to the city. You cross the literal wrong side of the tracks. You just cross the tracks. You basically go over the bridge and you're like, whoa, look how dirty everything is now. Look how crime is. How did it get like this? Why don't they clean it up? Why don't they try to basically make their community look nice? Doesn't anybody care?
Hold on a moment. It's too many variables in society for us class, for us individuals that truly connect to the real amplifier and PA of our desires to really connect with. And when we're dealing with different measures of where people are connecting, we'll find so many people that we're supposed to be talking about from the social viewpoint that are unsocially conditioned to truly help us. They may be littering on capacities of recycling this trauma of life that we are in, you know, in taking, but they are truly becoming what our heartbeats have been pinning out. And they have truly live in the desires of what is sharing and caring. You find these people are doing so many wonderful things within that space of not having something. How they are cherishing, caring in that moment and under what they're going through in devastation. And this is a life of someone that's pulling up the soul and becoming the suspenders of carrying that burden over and pulling the life that we call close to our heart. It's something when you see in the tragedy of people, you know, and how someone can pull you up and show you more than what you're familiar with. This
what
is from being organic, okay? Now, talk, dude. Take this moment to be organic and reflect in something that can truly become the where about in people's desires of caring and sharing this moment to truly free you from your obstacles that are not set for you to win.
Well, I just wonder what happened if I could just knock down every single obstacle that was in my way. Sometimes it seems like there's 1,000 of them. No, they're everywhere. There's always an obstacle, isn't there? They must be pushed aside or broken. They have to be taken down. You realize the only obstacle is yourself. I know, God, that sounds so corny. But it's true, and so many of us, we get used to piling ourselves with obstacles so we never have to try. We're too afraid to try, we're too afraid to fail, we're too afraid to lose. You gotta want to make a real risk. You want to take the shot. It really is something. You want to just make it happen. Let it so.
Talk to him, man. Listen to you. Talk
but
to
how
him.
Do you? I used to ask all the guys, I remember, when we were traveling around going all over, basically, I used to ask somebody, if you could basically knock out every single obstacle in your way, all your problems, all your defects were just gone, what would you do then? You ask that question a lot. And I remember we asked why, and we kept asking that, and you said, you never forget it. I'd want to keep doing what we were doing. I want to do it more big, more ethically, more globally. I want to go to every city, pick up the garbage, and then tell the people who are littering there, we just did something for you. Really respect our work and try not to dirty it up so quickly. I know evidently the trash republic, don't be so quick to undo all our hard work. Redo your damn mess. Don't do that. But somehow, I have to think a lot of people took what we were doing for granted. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, we picked up their garbage. We made it cleaner. But were any of them thinking, you know what, I like it this way so much, let's all get together and make a point not to dirty up this town again. I don't know. Everybody out there, make a point to pick up some of the garbage yourself. I know there's a corona out there, and maybe we're afraid to leave the house. Most are trying to sterilize the Jesus out of everything. You're all trying hard, trying to fly high. But I say, please, try. Make this world better. You can do it. You have that power. Take it. Use it. Don't rely on basically a humanitarian like organic okay once in a while saying, okay, I'm rich enough. I'm gonna basically pay to go on tour with a bunch of people and we're all gonna clean up and pick stuff up and clean up the world. Tell yourself we can all basically do something and before we'll know it, a whole place will be as clean as those nice suburbs. You know, those nice suburban areas that are so clean. We can all do it together. Open up. Everything's waiting for you. It can be done. There are cities. I used to live in Oakland. True story. I was raised there. It used to look just totally like a big eyesore. It was destitute. I mean, even the trees were covered with spray paint. And now a lot of the community has been all, a lot of the downtown, especially the city's been cleaned up in a way that looks, well, much nicer. Doesn't look so much like every, like the whole city is a ghost town. It's been condemned, laid to rest years ago. You know why? Because people got involved. They decided to do something with the community. You're part of the community. Do something about it. Do big things. Great things. Everyone out there, I want to ask you something. What are you doing right now? Oh, you're listening to our show. Good. You're hearing this at some point. Probably after this is over, you'll be inspired to make the world a little bit nicer. Some of you might be thinking, after the corona sets, after this is no longer everything, after it becomes safe to walk outside. I was just about to. 7:45 here on the dot. We're on the program, Comedian Organic OK. Get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yes. This is comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Organic OK.
Yeah. The name of you too.
Actually, I mess with you, everybody. The show is actually called Comedy Organic OK.
A lot of problems with the name. First it was Comedian Organic OK, then Comedy Organic, then just Organic OK.
I gotta pull your leg. You stay woke, man. You know the show is not called that. You're not pulling people leg.
Okay, all right, fine. Another thing that basically helps out your community is something I do. During the daytime, turn off your lights. Open a few curtains. Really. And even if you're cold, wear a sweater. Forget about using valuable resources like heating or whatever. And if you're hot, strip down to your underwear. Okay, now I'm messing with you. I mean, these things are a good idea, but of course, don't take them too much to heart. I know we're getting to a place where we're going to have to be conservative with our resources because we've gotten to a point where we're starting to exhaust them all. Usually now we're trying to, you see, this is the part science fiction always warned us about. After the world looks so high-tech and 22nd century and futuristic, give it some more time and it's going to look like one big barren wasteland. We're going to be stuck back in the dark ages. It's not like we're getting closer to that every single day. You know, when society breaks down completely. We should do something. You basically say, we're at a point where we can't really afford to be so liberal anymore. We're running out of valuable resources.
Let me continue.
Think about this. Those of us who suburbs, plant your own organic garden. Have a community garden. You know, more people should be eating fruits and vegetables. I mean, even people who are kind of in the hood, you know, most of them live off processed snack cakes and soda. And they're into that basically, you know, that stuff that's like soda, but it's got no carbonation in it, that cheap generic stuff the stores sell. They live on that. Because they're destitute. They're poor because there's not enough people out there saying, you know, you can grow an organic garden in your own backyard. They need to be living healthier. Being broke, sick, and unhealthy is not keeping it real. I mean, it probably took some offense to me saying that, but once again, I've been in that environment also. Another thing. Every little community should have, like, some kind of neighborhood watch, I think. Do you have that? The community. Ask what your community can do for you. First, ask what you can do for it, and then you'll see what it can do for you. I kid you not. Organic is trying to tell me something. And he's not being very subtle about it. Not as strong. Okay. Lots of things you can do to make life worth living. Now, me, I helped out the community. I did it. Well, I'm not thinking good for you, but I want to ask yourself, when are you guys going to throw your hats in the ring? It works if everybody tunes in and rolls up their sleeves and does something. No garbage anywhere. No garbage, first of all. First of all, no garbage. Nothing garbage. Composting and recycling everything. It's not just a form of guilt. This is the answer. This will save the planet. Okay. All right. There is an answer. There is an answer. Anywho, organic, stop doing that. Anywho, another thing that basically we could all use, whatever. We should all be drinking more water. Yeah, I know what you're going to say. How much water do you truly drink? Are you jogging enough? Jog enough and drink more water. That wasn't that bottle of processed whatever. Never drink some damn water. Another thing I think that would help the community is if we found a way to expand it. Now, there's so many souls out there. There's not enough housing and jobs and food, whatever. We need to make more of that stuff. Help the community. That's right. More farms make cattle and animals, like cattle and pigs and sheep and ducks, more plentiful. More so. More farms open, so basically there's something that can be, so basically you can literally take care of everything. Do it now. Do it now. Well, actually, do this as our show's over. No organic snoring. He's trying to make a point to me. God, that's sleeping through his own damn show. Says a lot about him, doesn't it? One thing that helps the community is you got to find a way to give everybody a job. Just give everybody a job. Why? Because everybody should be working. We should be expanding, basically putting up, I don't know, more apartments built, buildings, more houses, relatively cheaper, making it legal for more people to, like, live together in their whatever. Collaborating, more collective life. There's so many people. We should be building places for them. The future is happening. Are we all prepared? Are we preparing for it or not? I don't know. I don't think we're prepared enough. I don't think we're trying. I look around and I see people aren't trying hard enough in the world. They're not trying hard enough. Think about all you could be doing to making things better. Before you say, I don't have the money or time, there should be a system. Basically, a few more people on welfare who are basically going around there, I don't know, planting a tree or so. So, making a point to, I don't know. Making things better. Take action. Even the handicapped.
Are you listening?
Okay, all right. There are some cultures where there's no such thing as waste. They use everything. I think America needs to be like that. Sometimes when you're the richest, they say you're the most wasteful. And that's sort of been happening. I know we live in conservative times where everyone is destitute and scrimping by and whatever. The system is sort of dying, is sort of falling apart. Not enough people are doing something about it. Do something for your community. Ask yourself every day, what can I do for the community? When you give back to it, you'll notice how much better things get. There is a real thing. Something can be done. Something can be done. Something. But when will it? Me and Organic are out there every day. Organic, stop doing that. We're out there every day basically hustling. making it a better place. Not enough about this song. We're kind of unsung heroes. You don't respect somebody who picks up your trash, who picks up your waste, who cleans it, who cleans up the mess you make. You don't respect somebody like that. You don't respect somebody who walks around wearing a suit and carrying a briefcase. Respect somebody who has a job like doctor, lawyer, or banker. Going where the money is. Honestly. You know what? It's been a hell of a trip. We enjoyed it. We moved mountains. We did big things. Anyway, it's a grand life. It is. It is something special. It's been something special. I want to say something. I'm proud. I'm happy. We moved some mountains, didn't we, Organic? Let me tell you something. The trip is going to continue basically again in the future. We're going to be picking up trash. We're going to be making this world clean. Basically, a place that's litter-free. I know. Look, I've actually seen people just throw garbage on the ground. They say, I like to live in a place where basically I can just throw it, and it's not a big deal. I throw garbage there. Nobody cares. Somehow, it's like being a little kid in your own bedroom, you know. You want to know you can just make a mess wherever you like. You get used to it. When you start getting older, you sort of wish things were neat and tidy. You need there to be straightforward to the point, not a lot of clutter. There is no Shangri-La. There is no perfection. Actually, there might be. Everyone needs to start making the effort. After all, Organic, if you stop clearing your sinuses and say something to the good people at home, because we're almost out of time. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Comedian Organic OK. Actually, you were just listening to me. We're on the web. Just look up Comedian Organic OK. You can check out all our shows. You can check out all our episodes. You can check out everything we're about online. I want to basically thank all of you who might have been tuning in, who may hear this at some point, and decide to help your community. Have some hometown pride. Come back before you go. Please. I implore you.
We just kind of wrap the show up because we're at the end of the actual period of time for this show. This is Comedian Organic OK. All right. Final words. This is Comedian Organic OK. Thank everyone. Good night, and I will talk with you next week.
Make your community someplace to shine. Find a way, even during the COVID, to make things a little better. Find a way. Even with this bad economy and a horrible outbreak going on, find a way to. If you decide to wait till the corona settles, I understand. But please, do something. Make this world a better place. All right. You listen to Comedian Organic OK. Thank you. And good night.